Country Bob FM.
And it is time for the Bob FM Almanac here this morning. Where did Neil go?
He went to go check and see if it's raining outside.
There's the rain falling. It's back. The rain's back. We had a lull there, and I thought we were done, and then all of a sudden, here comes another couple of cells.
Yep. It is.
Is it raining here at the studios?
It is raining, and we have ponding in the parking lot.
Ooh. So we're getting some good rainfall here. Heavy rainfall, localized heavy rainfall right now. And there's another batch of showers and embedded thunderstorms moving through the Twin Cities Metro. So hold your horses when we said that it was done, because there's another little round coming through. And then after this round, I think they're going to be done. Because it is rain before 7, done by 11.
Right on.
Let's get today's almanac out of here. Get it underway. Get through this here today. Tuesday, May 16th. Historically, Tuesdays are the most boring of Bob Almanacs. I'm pretty sure if you were to look it up. If you were to do the fact checking on that, or the saber metrics of the almanac, you'd find that out. Tuesday, May 16th, 137th day today, 1770. You've heard of Marie Antoinette?
I have.
At some point in time later in her life, she would lose her head.
Yes.
She would, tell people to eat cake, let them eat cake, and then she would get 14-year-old, though. Today was a happy day for Marie Antoinette. The whole beheading, not so happy. Today was a happy day because Marie Antoinette married the future King Louis the 16th of France, who was 15 at the time.
Oh,
so.
My goodness.
Wow.
He said she was 14?
Yeah.
Wow. What did she do to get the guillotine again?
They had to serve, they served Kool-Aid at their wedding.
Oh, and it was probably
because she was 14
or something.
She was 14, he was 15. 1770, this date.
Boy, we don't know why she got guillotined.
These pharmacists are outstanding when it comes to inventing soda. There was a pharmacist that invented Coca-Cola.
Yep.
And
for a hangover cure.
And a pharmacist who also invented root beer. His last name wasn't A&W. His last name wasn't Dad's. It wasn't
Frosty.
Barks. It wasn't Barks. Charles Elmer Hires.
Nice.
Wasn't Old Smoothie. It was Hires. Hires, the first root beer.
I've had many a Hires.
They still make that, do they not? I've seen it on the shelves. I'm pretty sure it's in like the specialty soda. You know, you've got your bulk soda, and then there's the specialty soda, like where the Killebrew root beer is and some of the other stuff, the RBC.
I've looked for it at Weisswingers. They have a whole aisle of old sodas.
And
they have many different
kinds. Maybe they don't make Hires anymore.
Many different kinds of root beer. Berglund and some other ones that I've never even heard of, but no Hires. I've looked for it.
So that was 1866 root beer. You know, people from Europe, they don't like root beer. They say it tastes like toothpaste.
Oh.
When we would have foreign exchange students for high school visiting, and then we'd give them root beer, they didn't like it because it said it tastes like toothpaste.
Huh, didn't know that.
So I want to go to Europe. They've got
root, better.
They have root beer tasting toothpaste over there. Root beer barrels. Some pretty good candy.
Oh, yeah.
I would chase many a deer away being in the deer stand because the root beer barrels and the sound of the rappers scaring deer away. I'm sure I cost our group several, maybe a whole herd. Probably a whole herd of deer. Could have been eating a whole lot more venison, but I had to get my that, and I was singing Elton John songs.
Well, that would
problem.
Do it too. Yeah.
1868 on this date. Because of high crimes and misdemeanors, U.S. President Andrew Johnson acquitted during the Senate impeachment by one vote. He was being impeached because of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Yeah.
That was a Thursday for Bill Clinton.
Right on.
1868. 1914, the American Horseshoe Pitchers Association, the AHPA. Wasn't that Garth Brooks on the AHPA?
AHPA.
Formed in Kansas City, Kansas. Kansas City, Kansas, the horseshoe pitching capital of the world, the American Horseshoe Pitchers Association.
You're a fine pitcher.
Nah, I don't do it as much anymore.
No,
I don't. I can't throw as well because whenever I go, they don't have the specialized horseshoes anymore.
Yeah.
You know, you just got the backyard. I can't throw the backyard. I need to get the perfect flip and turn.
Okay.
And you need specially balanced horseshoes to do that. And I had that when I was a kid.
Okay.
I had those. I don't have them anymore. They're lost.
They're lost.
Probably buried somewhere. Yeah. Or they might be on a horse somewhere. I don't know.
Okay.
So that was 1914, 1920. Joan of Arc canonized in Rome. Joan of Arc was canonized. She would celebrate by doing a cannonball in the Vatican reflecting pool.
Well,
later that day. 1929, the first Academy Awards presented at the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood. The film was Wings. The film Wings won the Best Picture Award, the first ever Oscar for Best Picture. I love that movie. It's about the Hackett brothers, and they've got an airport in Nantucket. And I'm a big fan of Crystal Bernard.
Yeah.
There was once an airport in Nantucket.
Right.
1939, Philadelphia Athletics, Cleveland Indians met at Shibe Park in Philadelphia for the first baseball game in the American League to be played under the lights.
Okay.
That was in 39. 1965, these little babies hit the shelves for the first time.
Fry Franco-American SpaghettiOs in tomato and cheese sauce, or with 18 tasty little meatballs, or with sliced franks.
Franco-American, uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
Uh-oh,
oh,
SpaghettiOs. I love SpaghettiOs.
That's not like Gary Owens.
Yeah, it did a little bit.
Doing that commercial, but SpaghettiOs sold for the first time.
Didn't like them.
So are
really?
You a Franks?
Oh.
You didn't like them at all? We ate, no. I mean.
I like them with the Franks.
Talk about lazy parenting. Here's some SpaghettiOs.
I was Chef Boyardee all the way. Didn't like their sauce. It was too sweet, or there was something with
it. It gets
Franco,
better the more, the later at night and the more beer you've had. SpaghettiOs get way better.
Oh.
And of course, at that point, you're not even heating it up. You're eating it right out of the can.
Why
right,
not?
Brittany? So are you a Franks or a meatball? Because they came with Franks or meatball or plain.
Franks.
The Franks. Yeah, I'm a Franks guy, too. They're meatballs. There was an issue with those. We weren't sure what the meat was.
Yeah, well.
Or if it really was meat. 1965. 1980, Elvis Presley's personal physician, Dr. George Nikopoulos, was indicted by a grand jury, 14 counts of illegally prescribing drugs to Presley. He also illegally prescribed them to Jerry Lewis and 9 others. Eventually barred from practicing medicine. 1980. 1984. This is a bad day. We lost a lot of actors and famous people on this date, including Andy Kaufman.
I'm not afraid of you, Mr. Lawler, because let me tell you something. True, I only wrestle women, but I've wrestled women that are a lot bigger and stronger than you. Matter of fact, they're probably smarter than you because you don't have any brains. You're from Memphis, Tennessee. All you do is plow the fields and farm and the farmer. Is that how you talk from Memphis, Tennessee, Mr. Lawler? See, Mr. Lawler, you don't have any brains. I'm from Hollywood. I have the brains. That's how I win my matches. I say the bigger they come, the harder they fall.
Boy, that was genius. Him and Jerry Lawler, Jerry the King Lawler, of course. It was wrestling, so it was all a put on. The whole Letterman thing and the neck brace and the slapping and the throwing of coffee. That's my second favorite little episode from that whole thing.
That's pretty good.
The first is when he's on Letterman and Letterman goes, I think you can say some of those words, but what you can't do is throw coffee. I've said it 1,000 times. You can't throw coffee on TV. Andy Kaufman, is he dead? People still say that he faked his death. He was a genius.
He was.
He was a genius actor.
He was great on Taxi.
And he wasn't a stand-up comedian. He would do characters. He would do his foreign guy.
Yeah.
And that became Latka. And he would do Tony Clifton, who would then do jokes, but it wasn't Andy Kaufman.
Right,
it was
yeah.
Tony Clifton. Andy Kaufman, he died. He had, I think it was cancer.
Yeah.
35 was how old he was, Andy
wow.
Kaufman. 1985, we lost this lady.
I'm melting! Oh, what a world!
Man, if they would have known earlier, I mean, all they would have to do is take a spray bottle like the one you spray at
right.
your cats.
Yeah,
or you clean your windows with some Windex.
Those little misters with a fan.
They could have really avoided a lot of trouble if they would have known what it would have taken to defeat the Wicked Witch of the West. It was Margaret Hamilton. She died at the age of 82. She was the Wicked Witch of the West and the Wizard of Oz. I mean, she had to be hard to be around. I mean, could you just imagine her B.O.?
I know, the smell.
She didn't shower.
The smell.
What would she use? I mean, okay.
They dry cleaned.
That was back in 85. We lost the Wicked Witch of the West.
The Candyman.
He's crooning for us.
Mixes it with love and makes
the world taste good.
Give me a Billy Crystal doing Sammy Davis.
Sammy Davis Jr., him and his one eye, he died at the age of 64 on this date. He was part of the Rat Pack.
He was great.
And he was great. His appearance on All in the Family, where he kissed Archie Bunker.
One of the greats.
One of the best of all time.
Yes, for sure.
He was only 64. I remember where I was. I was driving to Mora when I heard on the radio
that Sammy Davis Jr.
Had died. I'll always have Sammy Davis and Mora.
Mm-hmm.
1990, Muppets creator Jim Henson also passed away on this day.
Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
That's good.
You know, it's not easy being green.
Right. Just ask the Wicked Witch.
About that. Jim Henson died. He was only 53. On this date here today,
some good ones.
Where would we be without the Muppets and Sesame Street? The Muppet Show was as good. I mean, for both for kids and parents. Jim Henson found a way to appeal to both kids with his Muppets, but then have the humor that adults. I still watch that stuff, and it's funny.
Yeah, it's good.
Those things, the Muppet Show and the old Sesame Street, and then Elmo came along and ruined it for everybody because half the show was Elmo.
Oh, yeah, that was big when I was a kid.
I tried to watch Sesame Street in that era one time. Go, let's see what Sesame Street is about. Half of it was Elmo, and I go, this is unwatchable.
When I was a kid, it was when the Tickle Me Elmo thing was so crazy that people like ran over during Christmas trying to get to the store and get the Tickle Me Elmos.
They made a lot of money on it, no doubt. So Jim Henson died at the age of 53. 2003, doing a great job dispelling the whole child actor stereotype. Adam Rich placed on 3 years probation. He was Douglas, right? He was the youngest on Eight is Enough. He pleaded no contest to misdemeanor charges of driving under the influence and being under the influence of a controlled substance on the state 2003. And Holy Diver, Batman, rocker Ronnie James Dio died. Mm-hmm. He had a battle with stomach cancer. He had been with Black Sabbath, and he had his own band, Dio, which they had the big hit, Holy Diver. He was 67 when he died on this date. Another person lost on this date. Bad day for that. Let's move on to birthdays today. Danny Trejo, the actor, is 73 today. He was Machete in the Spy Kids films.
He's a rough-looking character.
He's a rough-looking character. He always plays
the kind of villainy guy.
Yeah, he plays a bad guy. Yeah. If you need a bad guy that has a Latino look or Native American look, he'll
Breaking
do it.
Bad.
He'll do it. Here he is.
People say I'm evil. I say evil is how cable companies trick you with a low rate and then bam! Your bill is over $100 a month.
That's him doing those commercials. He also did the Snickers commercial that debuted on the Super Bowl a few years ago where he was Marsha Brady.
Yes.
And it was the Snickers, and then Steve Buscemi was in that, and that was him as Marsha because Peter had thrown the football and hit him in the nose.
Right.
And you're not yourself when you're hungry.
Well,
so.
No. So you have a bite of Snickers, and then you...
Danny Trejo, or Trejo. You got to go if you're going to do the Spanish. Danny Trejo. Is 73 today. Bill Smitrovich. Let's get that right. Bill Smitrovich, 70. He's like Glenn Morshower. He often plays military and law enforcement characters in Independence Day and in some of the other things. He was the father on Life Goes On with Corky. Remember Corky? He was the Down syndrome kid.
Yes, I do.
He played a leading role, first ever to do so on Life Goes On. He was the dad. Bill Smitrovich is 70 today. NFL Football Hall of Famer, Minnesota native, born in Little Falls, was a Royalton Royal, Jim Langer.
Oh.
One of the greatest centers of all time.
With the Dolphins.
With the Dolphins, and then spent his last couple of years sharing center duties with Dennis Swilly.
Sure.
The Vikings traded for him in the early 80s. So Jim Langer is 69.
Was he on their undefeated team in 73?
He had to have been. Yeah, he had to have been because I think he was with them from 70 or 71 until 79. So he was on that.
He snapped the ball to Bob Greasy and Earl Morrill all those years.
Well, why wouldn't you want to? I mean, if you're going to snap the ball to anybody, it'd be those two.
Well, Earl Morrill had one of the finest flat tops of anybody I've ever seen.
Better than Johnny Unitas?
Right
His
in
was
there.
Pretty
man.
Good.
Right there with Johnny U.
Name's Bond. James Bond. Vodka martini. Shaken, not stirred. And for you?
The same.
How do you take it?
How do you take it there, lovely lady? Pierce Brosnan is 64 today.
Did you like him as Bond?
Remington Steele. He was okay.
Yeah, I thought he was
I liked him okay. as Bond because he was good looking.
Well, I'm sure you did. I mean, yeah. He looked pretty good in a tux, did he not? Come on, the bow tie.
And Pierce Brosnan. And the guy did Bond movies with Halle Berry and Terry Hatcher. So he did pretty good in my books.
No Die Another Day, The World Is Not Enough.
Yeah, he did, what, three or four?
And he was in Mrs. Doubtfire, which is a great
movie.
Oh,
he was good in Mrs. Doubtfire, a drive-by fruiting. He was the victim of a drive-by fruiting.
Yes.
And, of course, Remington Steele.
Yes.
Remember him on TV,
absolutely.
64 today. Deborah Winger is also having...
Look, Bert, you hit me.
I didn't hit you that hard. You don't know what hard is.
Just leave me alone.
Fine, forget it.
Fine, forget it.
She's hitching a ride there, Urban Cowboy. Sissy. Yes. Became pretty adept at riding the mechanical bull.
Yes.
Terms of Endearment...
Officer and a Gentleman,
of course.
Yeah.
She was in a lot of good movies late 70s, early 80s. Deborah Winger, 62 today. Olga Korbut, she was the Soviet gymnast. She was the Sparrow from Minsk. 72 and 76. Yes. She was on the Soviet Union gymnastics team, multiple medal winner. She was born on this date in 1955. I didn't do the math, but that would make her 62. 62 today for Olga Korbut. When you ask and talk about gymnasts, there's three. There's Mary Lou Retton, Olga Korbut, and Nadia Comaneci.
Yep, I would
say.
Those
are the three that I can remember.
The big three.
She was Michael Jackson's younger sister, Janet Jackson. Got her start even before she was doing music and having hits. She was on Good Times.
Hi, Santa. Oh. My name is Penny.
Hello, Penny. And my name is Lynette. And I got some reindeer named Donner and Bitson and Bender. I wish you joy and I wish you cheer. Have a cool you and a mellow new year.
Do you remember Lenne?
Yeah.
From Good Times?
That's
my name
awesome.
Is Lenne. If you can't get it from me, you can't get it from Enne.
That is so
and then
good.
He would open up his jacket and he would have TVs and all kinds of things hanging from the inside of his jacket. Janet
awesome.
Jackson is 51 today. A little
she just
Rhythm
had a
Nation.
Baby, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah. Wow. She's 48. Or no, how old did I say she is?
She's
Janet
51.
Jackson is, wow.
She was 50.
51 today, Janet Jackson. David Boreanaz. Boreanaz from Bones. You remember the show Bones?
Yeah, he was on Buffy and the Vampire Slayer.
He was too, but I think he's best known now because Bones was on for more than a decade.
Yeah. Well, what about issues with your dad? I mean, maybe visiting him brought up old wounds.
Why?
Because it's partner's therapy and we got to talk about something in there.
Why?
Because if we don't, he'll think we've got stuff to hide and recommend that we find new partners.
He was Agent Booth on Bones. David Boreanaz is 48 today. Tracy Gold, she was Carol Seaver on that program, Growing Pains.
Fine. Just go ahead and kill them. But where does it stop, Mom? Today it's mice. Tomorrow it's the neighbor's barking dog. Then maybe the mailman's late one day. Killing a mailman's a federal offense, Mom.
Happy birthday, Tracy Gold, Carol Seaver from Growing Pains, 48 today.
Wow.
Boy, these kids are getting old, aren't they? Tracy Gold,
sure.
48. Rick Trevino.
I'm running out of reasons. I'm lost and restless.
He had a few hits.
Don't forget the tilde above the end because it is Rick Trevino.
Yes.
Not Trevino. Trevino.
I like the golfer, Lee.
Chase that setting sun.
Running out of reasons to run. Rick Trevino is 46. Tori Spelling, 44. The daughter of Aaron Spelling. She was on Beverly Hills 90210. Brittany, your reaction to Tori Spelling? You didn't like her?
No, I mean, it's not that I don't like her. She's still just got kind of a messy thing going on
in life.
She had a reality program with her husband.
She's been on and off with him, and they have a bunch of kids, and she's been broke and then not, and blah. Yeah.
The messy Tori Spelling. She is a
pretty
hot
messy mess
right now. She is 44. Neil?
Sounds like we could run into her in BMZ someday.
Well, yeah.
On but not forgotten. One of the greatest actors of our time. was born on this day back in 1905. Academy Award-winning actor Henry, don't call me Hank Fonda.
This boy's been hit so many times in his life that violence is practically a normal state of affairs with him. I can't see two slaps in the face provoking him into committing murder.
It may have been two too many. Everyone has a breaking point.
You remember Henry Fonda in 12 Angry Men?
Yes.
That's one of my favorite movies.
It's a great movie.
It's basically all just in one room.
Yeah.
The whole movie, and he was the dissenting juror. He was the one, juror number 8. He's the one who wasn't going to go unanimous there. He had reasonable doubt.
He was a great actor, no doubt about it. He was in so many things. Lots of great westerns. Of course, on Golden Pond, Grapes of Wrath. The list goes on and on and on. And, of course, the father to Peter and Jane Fonda. Henry Fonda was born on this day in 1905. 1912, Louis Studs Terkel, broadcaster who's on radio for many, many years.
Why was he Studs? Was he
in the Chicago area? I don't know. I don't know where that nickname came from. I guess I should have done a little more research.
Did he sell his services?
Well, it's possible. He would like a good cigar, and I know he was both on radio and television. Studs Terkel, born on this day 1912. Great band leader, Woody Herman, born on this day 1913. We weren't able to cue up any Woody Herman music. Was he a clarinet player, too? Or?
Oh, he did. He played them all.
Yeah, maybe he played them all. He was 1913. 1919, Showman Liberace.
I'd like to return to the classics. Perhaps the most famous classic in all the world of music. And yet, for some strange reason, I've been told that I'm the only pianist to ever play this number in Carnegie Hall.
Any guess what this song is? This classic that he's talking about, Neil? Brittany?
I don't know.
It's going to be a good one. You're going to be excited. He was flamboyant.
He was quite the entertainer. He was Liberace. One of the earliest performers I remember that just had one name. You know, 1919 for Liberace. He was a former Twins manager. He was the third base coach, I think, when they went to the World Series in 65.
Yeah, he was.
Was not afraid to get in a brawl.
Or punch out a marshmallow salesman.
Right.
Or punch out his own pitcher.
Right.
They said Boswell, right?
Boswell. They said Bob Allison was maybe involved in that as well. But Billy Martin is the guy we're talking about. He played second base for the Yankees.
Let's play some Billy Ball.
Okay.
We've had a lot of long talks with George. A lot of guys are going to wonder how we're going to get along. Like, I'm sure you're going to ask me that question later on. Well, we've straightened a lot of things out. For instance, I'll be handling all the trades.
What do you mean?
There'll be no phone calls in the dugout.
What do you mean? That is not... No, that's not right.
George is sitting right next to him.
I'm handling the trades.
That isn't the way we say it, George.
I have the right to call you in the dugout.
And that's not the way it's going to be, George.
Well, you're damn right it isn't. If you don't like it, you're fired.
You haven't hired me yet.
That was classic.
That was so good.
I don't know if that was the fifth time they brought him back or the fourth or whatever, but that was staged. It was classic. It was good because it wasn't that far from the truth, to be honest, the way those guys...
There was a love-hate relationship with Billy and the owner, George Steinbrenner, the Yankees, but he was a masterful manager. I mean, he took the Twins in the only year that he managed them. He took them to the AL West.
Why was he fired after that? He didn't get along with Calvin Griffith?
It had a lot to do with the fight. Boswell, that was earlier in the year. Yeah, that was in August, and after the season, he was in now. Then he went to Detroit, and he got in a fight there, too. I mean, so he was...
He had a short fuse. He was fun to watch, him and Earl Weaver. They don't have anybody like that anymore.
No.
It's not going to happen anymore because of the replay. It's not the same.
Yeah, it is rather...
He was the manager of the Pine Tar.
Correct.
He's the one who noted earlier in a game they thought that George Brett's pine tar was too high, and they said, well, we're not going to do it now because it's not advantageous.
Right.
He waited until he hit a potential home run to win the game.
Yeah.
That's like in hockey where a coach would say that guy's stick is curved too much.
Right.
Next time we need if we need a power play, we'll call him out on it.
Yeah.
And take it to the box and measure it up.
That's what Billy did. There he is. 1928 for the great Billy Martin, jazz singer Betty Carter, 1929, and Daryl Sweet. He was the drummer. I guess we mentioned
Love
Dio.
Hurts.
We can mention Nazareth.
Little Hair of the Dog. Yeah, that's another good one.
1947. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Brittany, we need help.
Okay, so long story short, on Marie Antoinette and King Louis, they were both beheaded because they fled to Austria from France during the Revolution, and they were captured by the revolutionaries and brought back to Paris, where they were condemned
for
treason.
Off with their heads.
Yes. Andy Kaufman died of lung cancer, and Studs Terkel, his real name is Lewis, and he borrowed his nickname from
a character. Horse? Oh.
Nope, from a character in the Studs Lonigan trilogy by Chicago writer James T. Farrell.
There we go.
It always comes back to literature.
Sure.
Usually a lot of those things. Trilogy. All right, that is your almanac brought to you by Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale. He's the one who brings it's I'm sure he's getting a great value.
I would think.
And a great deal.
Thank you, Kurt.
Sponsoring the elongated almanac here today. Wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Rhett Akins, now it's music on Bob. She's been